K-A-8-E-V-F.
KF8, Detroit Rock City. KF8-DRC, KF8-EDQ. No response from KF8-DRC. This is KF8-EDQ, and I'll be clear and listening.
KJKJO. KJKJO.
DRC.
KJKJ.
Good morning, Tom. How's it going? Yeah, you're kind of broken up. It's Phil. Can you copy?
Well, I'm trying to get into statewide one, but being on the west side of thing, I'm kind of goofy.
Sorry, so where are you? Okay, you must be on the fringe. You're not getting in at all, apparently.
KAPR, KCKJO. How do you hear me now, Phil? KCKJO.
Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa.
NAWRO. Hey, Dave. How's it going? You're outdoors, I hope not.
Hey, good afternoon, Sam. No, AT&T called off all outdoor work today.
Well, I think that was a good call, and you heard we canceled our in-person as well tonight. So, yeah, heck, I don't even really have a problem. I was out there for lunch, and I started to feel it, and I was only out there for a little bit.
Yeah, it's pretty bad out here, and it's pretty thick, so we have a feeling they're going to do the same tomorrow for at least half the day. I guess they're saying that this should be over with tomorrow by noon in our area.
All right, that'll be good. That's kind of good news to hear because, you know, I was thinking we got our Oxcom class talking to one of the other members on Discord right now about that and highly doubt they'd cancel that. But then again, apparently the lead instructor has to come down from the UP, so he's going to have to cross the Big Mac there, so. Yeah, hopefully we can fit that in. I'm looking forward to that one.
Well, he's coming from a long way off. Yeah, I hope he makes it okay. And, yeah, I hate to see that get canceled, but I guess we'll see what happens. Figured we'd be inside all day. It was not an outdoor class. And no different than going to the grocery store to get a gallon of milk or go to class. So we'll see what happens. So I hope he doesn't cancel.
Yeah, I don't have any inside knowledge or anything, but I highly doubt it would be. Yeah, mainly due to all the pre-planning that's already been done, and hotel room reservations have been made for those that are out of county. And like you said, it is indoor, so I think basically park our car, walk in to a climate-controlled building, and we should be fine.
So. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm expecting. Sorry to hear that the in-person was canceled tonight, but I'll be there for the next.
Yeah, me too as well. I think I got under the circumstances, it was probably the right call in this case because we can just revert to the net, so we'll just have a net tonight. Hey, I saw you got on Discord there, so are you going to be home for the net?
Yes, I will be home during the net and should be able to get on.
All right, slightly before 6:30 then, we normally are on the audio channel for the leadership, but we'll drop down to either event one or event two on Discord, and that way you can join us. And we usually do that, you know, it'll be a little bit before 6:30 if you can make it. And then you can just be a fly on the wall or talk or ask questions and see how it kind of goes. And John might be able to say a few words of wisdom to you and kind of get involved with net control there. That sounds okay.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'll jump in and make sure everything's working, and then see how we go from there. I've got the old what did we call it? It was the NetOps manual that was actually created by the McComb County Amateur Radio Public Service Corps back in the early 2000s, and I've got a copy of that. I told John about that. I guess you guys haven't seen that one yet, but it was pretty comprehensive. It might be useful for the group as a whole.
Ooh, now that sounds interesting, almost like historic. Yeah, I wouldn't mind, imaging that and getting a PDF copy of that down the line, no rush on it. And then for now, if you go to the website, I don't know if you've done this yet, but you can get a customized NetScript preamble with your call sign already embedded in it right from the website. So as long as you log on to the website and go there, it'll print one out for you. Not that you need it tonight, but, you could read along and if you get.
Yeah, I saw that John had worked on that, so I'll have to go there and check that out. John's done a lot of good work on the website. Certainly do appreciate all that work he's done.
Yeah, wait till you get into the net logging and all that. Excel goes straight to the website, populates the website, and then you got a little checkbox that you can trigger the question of the week to unveil it while you start your net. Yeah, he's night and day difference because it used to be a lot less. Well, we didn't even have a website. But all good. All right, well, I won't keep you, but I will see you on Discord, 6:30-ish, something like that. If you see that Discord, you can just jump in there anytime. The Discord event one, I guess, we'll use. John and I will be in there, and I'll start off by configuring the repeaters the way we want them, and then we can jibber-jabber until the 7 o'clock net. With that, though, I'll cut you loose. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. After you, sir, I will listen out. Dave's not sure if he copies my last, but I'll catch you on Discord later tonight, and I'll cut you loose for now. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, I'm clear. After you.
I copy that. 73 to 88 MD.
KE8WUO.
Hello, Mr. Net Boss, NAWRO.
Howdy, sir. How are you? I heard you and Dave talking there. I almost jumped in to say hi, but just kind of wrapping up a couple things over here. And figured if you guys were still out there, I'd say hi now.
Well, that's nice of you. And we don't want to interrupt your day job too much. Always bugging you for this, that, or the other. But, good little pivot there, John. You're going to put a net on for tonight.
Yeah, I think it's in order, with all the problems we're facing right now. I'm hearing of power outages in southeast Michigan as well as, the fog or smoke. So I think canceling the meeting was probably the right call, and it would be nice to touch base with our members and just see how they're doing. And also, I thought it would be interesting to find out how this is affecting our members and people our members might know. And that can kind of raise some awareness for myself and others.
Yeah, it's a good topic, appropriate for right now. And, I got together with my own brother and one brother, I got two brothers. One initiated the conversation, the other one here in Shelby Township he's got COPD. So, but he turned me onto that airnow.gov site that I posted. I didn't know about that site. And it looks like that air quality meter is pegged. And according to him, he's never seen that before. So that kind of demonstrates how bad it is.
Yeah, I've never seen it this bad. I've seen this, I think we've gotten maybe to the unhealthy section before, but the hazardous, this is something else. So definitely something to keep an eye on. I see there's some water DTE-related issues in Oakland County, and that's, it's like Yeah, I'm looking at stuff and I'm like worried, you know, because this is starting to seem a little bit like compounding issues. And when things start to spiral like that, you know, really got to keep an eye on it.
NAWRO, that's right. We got to, you know, kind of be mindful about how quick we can respond and react to the situation. So you believe it was a good call. Looking at that meter right now, I don't know. We'll have to discuss it. I'm sure we will on the net tonight. It says 467. I don't know what that is, particulates in the air or something like that. We don't need to talk about it now, but I'm just curious.
Well, if you go to MacombARPSC.org and click on the info tab, there's a wildfire smoke page that we added. And if you scroll down, what it's talking about is the AQI, which is the quality index. And it's a scale that goes from 0 to 500, and it measures the PM2.5. Well, it measures all the particulate matter, and with fire, the PM2.5 is the thing they look at the most. And then there's an AQI table that shows you what those are. And basically, 0 to 50 is good, 51 to 100 is moderate, 101 to 150 is unhealthy for sensitive groups, 151 to 200 is just unhealthy, 201 to 300 is very unhealthy, and then anything greater than 300 is hazardous. And so we are in the hazardous section, so it might be a good resource to look at. But there's some stuff that our members have brought up, like Vox with the MERV 13 air filter for smoke particulates and whatnot that you can put in your furnace. So definitely not looking too awesome out there, but we just need a little bit of a wind change and maybe some rain, and we'll be all right.
On the website now, as you speak, and I see it, somebody's been busy. That's very good, John. Yeah, look forward to tonight's net then.
Yeah, I was, making the weekly topic about this, and it kind of dawned on me. A lot of this is, it's more pertinent to the general public than it is to just our members. And so that topic was nice. It kind of broadens the horizons of our members and can help to educate them to what's going on. But I thought, you know what, we need a page we can share, you know, something that we can send to our family members to help articulate what we're seeing. And, you know, there's a little bit we can do to spread the word and let people know what's going on and what all this stuff means, because I started looking into it yesterday and I had to educate myself as to what all of it meant and what PM2.5 is and AQI, which is weird. It's like, what is AQI? But then when I hear it's air quality index, it's like, oh, okay. I should have been able to figure that out, but it's a good little page, MacombARPSC.org/info/wildfire smoke.
And a good part on that side of the page, you do not have to be a member to get to it. It's public. Go straight to it. Side note related to this, what happened last night here in Lees My Town of Richmond, North Macomb. FD kept on getting all kinds of calls about smoke in the area. They went out like about five times. And, of course they investigated, but it just was this. But then again, you can't ignore it. You still have to go out and take a look, because the one time you don't, that could be when there's actually a field fire local. So it added extra work for our volunteers and for fire departments. I'm sure that was multiplied throughout the area. Lots of calls going out to check.
Yeah, to me that's kind of wild. It kind of goes to show that there might not be enough information out about what's happening, you know. So I think it makes pages like this, or at least, you know, and I would encourage people to share some of this information with their family and friends and whatnot, because, I mean, that's got to be terrible for those guys. It's not 100 degrees out, and they're all dressed up in their fireproof suits, and they're just driving around looking for smoke on a day where it's like, yeah, you're gonna see smoke when you look outside today. I don't think it automatically means you know, that something nearby is burning, but you maybe should do a little bit of due diligence before you you call the crews out. But yeah, I don't know. That's a tough one, because you don't want to discourage people from calling 911 when they see smoke, and but you also don't want to, you know, be the guy that cried wolf. So, but I guess this is life now.
Yeah, at one point they just started sending a command officer and maybe one truck out, you know, like the grass truck, and just, you know, not have everyone go out for these calls, because they just need to determine that there actually wasn't a local fire of any kind, and then just call it back in. And so they adapted, but you still got to check, because the one you don't check is there might actually be something local. In any event, all right, John, well, I'll catch you later tonight. We'll configure the repeaters, and we'll do our net thing. And if that's all right with you, we'll go to the Discord audio channel, maybe like Event 1, so that Dave could join us then.
Yeah, I think that would be good. We can, I was supposed to get with him at the meeting today. He was going to bring his laptop, and we're going to get him all set up. Or maybe if we shoot for like 6 to get into that Discord to kind of touch base on things, that would be good. I'll try to get in there around 6. Whenever you guys get in there, you know, it's fine. I'm not going to, you know, ask you to get there that early. But if you or him gets in there early, we can set up your guys' new laptops and make sure everything's up and running, and then we'll go from there. So, sounds like a plan to me. KEAWURO.
NAWRO. That sounds fine with me, John, because we're not, I had this whole day night blocked off because we're going to the meeting. So, yeah, I can arrive at voice channel Event 1 on Discord sometime around 6 p.m. This works for me with my laptop ready to go. Let's see if he's still out there. 88MP. 88MP. Are you there, Dave?
This is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa. Yeah, John, I got that, and I should be in around 6 o'clock.
All right. Well, cool. Good to hear. We will... I'll cut you guys loose for now, but I'll see you around 6, and hopefully we can get things roughly set up in a way that you'll get a good feel for the flow of things, and then we'll go from there. So send it over to Tim, and then back to Dave.
Very good, John. Sounds like a plan. NAWRO, I will be clear, listening out. Go ahead, Dave.
88MP, and I will be clear also.
All right. Have a good one, guys. KEAWUO.
KPR. Stay wide on.
KKHAL.
What's up, Mr. Tom?
WA meeting.
WA3D mobile.
KF8FGS. KF8FGS calling N8WRO. RO, this is KF8FGS. KF8FGS monitoring from the mobile. KF8FGS.
KJL.